We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, CBTPFL. It's Monday. It is September 6th. It's 2021. We're going to talk about the 7-game early slate for Monday, getting this podcast out hopefully right around midnight. That way you'll have plenty of time to listen to it, make some lineups before you hopefully spend your day off and maybe watching baseball or spending time with the family. Joined today by my buddy Eyes819, Keith Eister. What's happening, Keith?
Yeah, man, a marathon race at Darlington delayed us a little bit, but we're going to knock out this nice little Labor Day slate here. Again, you all over the plays in the NASCAR streets. So Larson had a great race. Hamlin was in your write-up. Truex ended up getting there. I had a little too much Truex, so not a monster day for me, but your content was on point again.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I was right there. Like, all the right plays, not the right combo to win a tournament. But, I mean, a really positive day. Betting smashed. Prize Picks smashed. Like, I gave out a 5 for 5 when that was a 10X. Like, so, just overall, really good day. So, excited to roll that out into some day baseball. I mean, we're in September of the baseball season. We don't get many day baseball slates anymore. And I mean, I love day baseball. You could just sit around and I mean, kids are taking naps and it's like, yes, I'm watching baseball. So let's jump into this slate. It's 7 games. I mean, and they all start within like an hour of each other. So like that is day baseball at its finest. 7-game slate, day baseball, all start within an hour of each other. I mean, doesn't get much better than that. So
yeah, I think it's a great slate, actually, even though it's only seven games. We've got some good decisions at pitching. It's a really good one, actually.
All right. We get started here with the New York Mets and the Washington Nationals, Williams against Corbin. 9 total in this game. The Mets are 125 favorites. Any interest here in Williams?
No, there's actually aces on this slate. Just not quite enough upside. That Washington lineup doesn't have much to offer outside of Soto, but just don't see the upside here for him.
Yeah, I mean, 22% K rate on the season. The bottom of this order does strike out a lot. But, I mean, this is just one of those spots where he's just not a guy that I tend to play. I mean, the one thing that he has going for him, he's more of a ground ball pitcher, and this is going to be an offense that's going to hit the ball on the ground a lot. So, I mean, for that reason, maybe you take shots on him. But, I mean, even for a 7-game slate, we have plenty of pitching. We got Wheeler, we got Sale, we got Woodruff, we got Sonny Gray. I mean, we have plenty of pitching today.
Definitely.
Corbin on the other side, I mean, I can't remember – I think it was like one time over the last like 3 weeks, Corbin actually had a really strong game. So I mean, the matchup's not bad, but I just don't see myself using Corbin here.
He's so bad. I don't know what happened to his stuff, but I mean, even his strikeouts are down below 20%. Like you can't play him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he's at 18% on the season, 17% against righties. This lineup, I mean, they're going to have a couple lefties still in there probably with like Conforto and McNeil, but they're going to throw enough righties at him here that I just don't see myself being able to play Corbin. Let's talk bats. Anything standing out to you for the Mets?
Yeah, I actually like the Mets quite a bit here. They get a nice ballpark upgrade going into Washington, much better hitter's park than their home park. Pete Alonso is one of my favorite plays on the slate. Javi Baez has turned it around. He homered yesterday. I really like the Mets here. Looks Nimmo hit the IL, but yeah, you can get some value options down the order then too.
Yeah, I mean, you might end up potentially getting some cheap righties. James McCann's back, so like you're potentially getting a catcher at 3.3K that has power against left-handed pitching. If you're looking
Pilar.
at, yeah, I was gonna say if you're looking at stacking, you could look at Conforto or Pilar. They're both really cheap. So, I mean, main pieces Alonso and Baez, they're not expensive. You could even use those guys as like a two-man because of the pricing on them is not like overly expensive. So.
BR's been smashing the ball here lately too. He's 4,100, a little more than you'd like to pay for him, but the way he's been hitting lately, he's viable.
Mets are like, we got to make one push. That's all we got. Washington bats, anything standing out to you here?
Not near as much interest in the Washington side. Soto is obviously great. You can play him anytime. He's going to get walked though. I mean, there's just not enough protection around him. So Josh Bell, I guess, as a one-off maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Soto would be the guy that I would take shots on in this spot, but I mean overall it's not my favorite spot. I could definitely see why you'd be taking shots here, but I mean the Mets after like looking like atrocious, I think they've won 7 out of the last 10 games and they've actually been playing a lot better. So I mean maybe Williams comes out and like I said he's a ground ball guy and none of these guys are really fly ball guys. Like even Juan Soto is more of a ground ball guy. So, all right, we got Kansas City going up against Baltimore in this one. It's Bubich against Lowther. I guess is how. I mean, he's not going to pitch deep enough in the game to matter anyway. It's 10 total. Orioles are actually a favorite in this game. They trust that Orioles bullpen way too much. All right, let's talk Chris Bubich here. Any interest in him going up against Baltimore?
Mean, if you are desperate for the salary, I suppose he's probably the best option in this super low range. There is a good value option that we'll get into who I think is a much better play, but he's 1,500 more or so. So if you need that extra money, then Bubich, I guess you could take some shots on him. I'm hoping to not have to do that though.
This is one of my favorite games for just overall like bats. I like the bats in this game, so I don't really see myself using a lot of Bubich. He's cheap, but he walks people at like an incredibly high rates, and I think that's always something that you got to kind of remember. I mean, the one thing that he has going for him is like the typical Baltimore lineup is not a team that will walk a lot. So. I mean, and then Zach Lowther, on the other side of this game, I mean, maybe 60 pitches here. I know he's facing Kansas City. I don't even think if he was getting 70 pitches here, I'd play him. Do you have any interest?
No, I don't. He wasn't even dominating in Triple A, so I know the Royals lineup isn't anything special, but still no interest.
All right, let's talk bats. The Kansas City side, anything standing out to you here against the lefty?
I mean, Sal Perez just keeps hitting home runs, so
He
he's
does.
one of the top plays. Big time price tag too to go with it, but he can pay it off for certain. I do like. Probably not a full stack, although I say that Baltimore's bullpen. So I think the Royals are very much in play here now that I think about it. Their pricing is a little bit what has me concerned. Outside of Perez, you have Merrifield and Mondesi priced up. And then those are the three guys you really want to play. You can find a little bit of value to add to it to make it a full stack, but not one of my favorite stacks, but definitely in play against this bad Baltimore staff.
Yeah, I mean, I picked Sal Perez. There's down to three of us in the like a home run league that we do, and like Sal Perez is my pick for this upcoming week. So hopefully he can continue going here. I hate picking Sal Perez, but I mean, the dude's just smashing home runs. It's hard not to like him. But yeah, Merrifield, Santana, Mondesi is someone that I really like in this spot. 4,800 seems like a lot, but I mean, he just gives you all types of upside with his legs, has power. I mean, he has 4 stolen bases over the last 3 games. So, I mean, the upside is just there. And I mean, I love the Royals today. They're one of my favorite stacks on the slate. It's not going to look pretty on paper, you know, especially if you're looking at like stats and stuff, but I mean, they're getting a ballpark upgrade going into Baltimore. And I mean, just everything looks good here, especially against this offense or this pitching staff.
Yep.
The other side, any interest in the Baltimore bets?
A little bit. And that, I mean, I think this is a stack that you can play to get 2 aces that we're going to talk about here in a minute. And they've hit lefties actually pretty well this year. The ballpark we've talked about is great. So I think they make sense. Austin Hayes is the top play for me. Probably leave Mullins out of it at the top of the order, although he's had some success against lefties. It's just that price tag at 5,100 is a lot to ask for. So if I'm using him as a value stack, he probably doesn't make the cut. But love Mancini, love Hayes, Santander, Severino can fill catcher for you. So I think there's some merit to a stack here.
Yeah, I mean, Mancini is so cheap. I know you got to use your first base spot up on him, but I mean, Mancini in a good spot. Severino is always someone I like. We'll have to see if Mountcastle's in the lineup or not for this one. Santander is someone that I like as well. I mean, again, this is one of my favorite games on the slate as far as like bats go. So we'll see how it plays out, but I mean, I don't trust either one of these pitchers, and I think both of these teams just have some upside. And I mean, here we are in September talking about like Baltimore and Kansas City bats.
Right,
that's why we played DFS.
Don't worry, there's a game worse than this one.
All right, we got the Yankees and the Blue Jays. This game's in Yankee or in New York. Ryu against Taillon. 9.5 total in this one. Yankees a 140 favorite. Any interest here in Ryu?
Don't think you need to do it on this slate. His price tag at 8,600 is, I mean, it's just not enough of a discount to the aces. The chances that he puts up a monster game and outscores all 3 or 4 of those guys that we're going to talk about, I just don't see it. Really tough matchup here against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only reason you would be potentially taking shots on Ryu here is just ownership. I mean, he's going to be so low owned, but I mean, he's going to be low owned for a reason. This is not one of those spots where I'm just not going to overthink this. I don't like Ryu. And then on the other side, man, I really don't even like Jameson Taillon. This offense is just so good that, I mean, yeah.
Yep. I'm right there with you. Just, you don't need it on this slate. Short slate, but lots of good pitching. Going to be really tough for him to matter on this one.
All right, Blue Jays bats. Any interest here in Toronto?
They are really expensive, as they should be, in Yankee Stadium. So definitely a spot they could blow up. Probably have a little exposure, but it's pricey, and we want to pay for pitching, I think, on this slate. So I think they're going to actually come in pretty low owned here. Probably make for a good deep tournament play. I think I'll prioritize the pitching over a Toronto stack, but if I can make it work, then I definitely like them.
Yeah. I mean, just overall, like what you're kind of saying, I think a lot of people are going to be paying for, you know, pitching on this slate. So, I mean, the Blue Jays, it's a day that ends in Y. They have the upside to win the slate. I mean, so, you know, it's as simple as that. I mean, both of these offenses, we have 2 solid pitchers in a 9.5 total game for a reason. Yeah. I mean, both of these offenses are just really strong. I mean, looking at the Yankees bats here, we know the type of upside Judge and Stanton and Sanchez, and even like Gallo, lefty lefty, has just on a daily basis. What are your thoughts here on the Yankees bats?
Yeah, I think they probably hit a couple of home runs here today. So that's the angle I would be taking. Power one-offs or a mini secondary stack would be fine too. Rizzo and Voit both have very nice prices. Lefty-lefty is not something that's bothered Rizzo throughout his career. So you can definitely do that. Voit's even cheaper with the platoon advantage. He's a great play. And then depending on which catcher is in the lineup, I think both of them are in play too. Sanchez or Higashioka. Both of them can hit a home run for you. So I'm home run hunting mainly on the Yankees.
All right. Moving on, we got Tampa at Boston. One of the lower totals on the slate. It's at 8.5. The Red Sox are a 180 favorite. We got Yarbrough against Chris Sale. Any interest here in Ryan Yarbrough?
Boston just really beats up on left-handed pitching. And Yarbrough doesn't have the upside that we're really looking for, or you need to outscore one of these big aces. So no interest in Yarbrough for me.
Yeah, I mean, the Red Sox are not 100%, and it's definitely showing right now. You know, Xander Bogaerts out, Kiki Hernandez out, a couple other pieces in this lineup out. And, I mean, if you wanted to take tournament shots in a large field tournament, I don't hate the idea. But I think you're looking at someone that can throw just more pitches. I mean, he had a really solid outing against the Red Sox last week, but only got 78 pitches. If he gets 95 pitches there and has one more strong inning, you're looking at 20 plus fantasy points instead of 16. So, I mean, they have a quick leash with him, and it was the first time he's thrown six innings in what, a month. Chris Sale on the other side, he's 9,900. Get, you know, going up against Tampa here. They did tag him a little bit last time out. He really just couldn't strike people out. I mean, he's one of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball, and it's a small slate.
Yeah, he's definitely in play here. But surprisingly enough, on only a seven-game – I mean, Chris Sale on a seven-game slate, you'd think you'd just lock him in. But on this slate, he has one of the tougher matchups among the aces, so he's not my favorite option. I will definitely have exposure to him. You mentioned that strikeout upside, so he can certainly get there. Very fair price tag. Not concerned about that at all either. So really just the matchup and the ballpark in Boston are the only negative factors, but he could certainly go out there and strike out a bunch of rays.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this lineup is better, and we've talked about that, you know, adding Nelson Cruz added a really big right-handed bat that just really helps the lineup overall. They don't strike out as much, but there's still strikeouts in this lineup, especially towards the bottom. So, I mean, if he can get around like Cruz and Franco and Rosarena, I mean, he has the ceiling on a seven game slate to put up 30 plus fantasy points. So I still think I prefer Wheeler as like my number one today, but the fact that Chris Sale got 95 pitches last time out, I'm not too concerned about pitch count. Red Sox need to win. I mean, it's as simple as that. We're getting into crunch time as far as like playoffs, and of all teams, Seattle and Oakland are right there, you know, trying to catch the Red Sox and even the Blue Jays. So, I mean, the AL East is like, I think four of the AL East teams are better than everyone in the AL Central except for the White Sox. So it's crazy.
Yeah. Keep an eye on the Rays lineup too. They're one of the most platoon heavy teams in the league. But if they try to run Lau and Meadows and Wendell or something like that out there, then, I mean, the upside just goes up for Sale from there. So if a couple lefties crack the lineup, I like him even more.
All right. Bats in this game. Anything standing out here for you on Tampa?
I mean, Sale might give up a home run. So the problem is Cruz and Zunino are expensive. Those are the two guys I would look to first. Rosarena, I mean, you can play any of them as a one-off, but not my favorite plays, certainly against a great pitcher like Sale.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really getting a matchup price decrease. Right. So, I mean, even on a seven-game slate, I don't have a ton of interest here. And Even on the Red Sox side, like I definitely could see like taking JD Martinez or Hunter Renfroe, but I don't think I'm stacking either one of these teams.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I do like Hunter Renfroe a lot and JD too. But Renfroe has been hitting up towards the top of the lineup with some of these guys that have been out. So if he grabs the leadoff spot or the two spot, then I think he's a fantastic play as a one-off. But yeah, Yarbrough's got good control, so the stack is a little bit tougher.
All right, moving right along. We got Detroit at Pittsburgh, Scoble against Wilson. I mean, this game opened at 9. It's down to 8.5. The Tigers are still a 135 favorites. Any interest here in Scoble?
Yeah, I think he is the guy to pay down for on this slate. He's put together a really good rookie year. Let's see, 26.5% strikeout rate on the season. I think the upside is there. If you're looking to save money off of one of the big four guys, I think Scooball is the guy. Great matchup here against Pittsburgh. Nice little ballpark to pitch in. So he definitely has a ton of upside in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only thing that I don't like about Scoble in this spot is his ownership. I mean, that is the only thing that I don't like about him here. But, I mean, he's going to project as the best pitcher in this range, in my opinion. And, I mean, outside of just paying up for two pitchers, I mean, he's definitely in play. Wilson on the other side, I mean, I don't expect him to throw over, like, 75 pitches. He's not a big strikeout guy. I don't really – I mean, it's Detroit, but I don't know. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, I can't do it either. Just there's no strikeouts there. He walks a few too many, gives up a few too many home runs. Yeah, I can't do it either.
Let's talk bats in this game. Detroit's actually kind of priced up against Wilson here. I mean, I don't mind maybe playing like a secondary stack here. It's just my problem is like, who do you play at these prices?
Yeah, Badu is the one that stands out. He's still 3.7K. Been hot lately. Has had a nice season. So I really like Badu as a one-off. If you want to add like Grossman and Goodrum to that, or Scope even, I don't mind that price on Scope. I think you could do a secondary stack here.
And then, I mean, as far as the Pittsburgh bats go, you can always take shots on Reynolds at 4K or Hayes at 3,600. But, I mean, I'm leaning way more Scoble than Pittsburgh bats. I mean, if he's going to be chalk and you want to go with a three-man, just throw in, like, Stallings, Hayes, and Reynolds or something like that.
Yep, I'm spot on. Depending on Scoble's ownership, he's probably going to be my highest owned pitcher unless he comes in like 40%. But I think people are going to try to pay up for two aces. At least that's what I'm hoping. So we'll have to see how the ownership shakes out. But yeah, I can't see myself playing a ton of Pittsburgh.
All right, lowest total game on the slate. We got Philly at Milwaukee. 7.5 total in this game. The Brewers opened as a 160 favorite. Most books are down to 140. Wheeler and Woodruff, talk to me here about Wheeler.
Very surprised to hear the Brewers are favored in this game. I think Wheeler is my favorite pitcher on the slate over Woodruff. That might have me rethinking that by the time lock rolls around. If that line holds, sounds like there is some action coming in on the Phillies if the line's moving towards the Phillies already. But yeah, I mean, Wheeler is just, he's in the, both of these guys really are in the, they're running for the Cy Young in the NL. So one of the best pitchers in baseball. 28.6% strikeout rate on the season. Just as talented as a guy can get. So love him.
Yeah. I mean, if you got this game when it opened and you were getting like the Phillies plus like 130, or 140, like that was, that's a sharp bet to me. Because I think this game is more of a coin flip. So if you're getting some juice, I mean, it's hard not to like Wheeler in this spot. I mean, the Brewers, if we look at their overall numbers on the season, the strikeout rates have come way down. They're not as strikeout heavy as they were at one point in the season. So that worries me a little bit. I mean, you know, especially if we're like looking even over the last month, the strikeout rates are down. So that's my only concern about Wheeler. I mean, they're 1A, 1B, 1C to me today. Yeah. Woodruff, Sale, and Wheeler. And I mean, I think we can even like potentially say Sonny Gray is right there too, because he's facing the Cubs and that offense is pretty bad. So, I mean, right now, I think Wheeler is a strong play. I think Woodruff's a strong play on the other side of this game. He's going to come out. We know that he's going to strike people out. And we know that there's a good chance that he gets 90 plus pitches. I mean, my only concern, and I'm going to say this a lot over this next month, is the Brewers are 11 games up on the Reds. And Craig Counsell wants to, you know, go deep into the playoffs. And he's already really careful with his pitching. So, I mean, if he's struggling in like the fifth at like 85, 90 pitches, we could potentially see him, I mean, get pulled out. So not enough reason not to have a ton of interest in him. But I mean, I think this is a spot you're playing both these pitchers and fading these offenses.
Yep. Completely agree with everything you said. And just to reemphasize that, I think you made a really good point there about the Brewers situation being well ahead in the Central Division. The Phillies are fighting for their playoff lives. Wheeler has had one of the longest leashes in baseball all season. So I think that's a very important point and why currently I'm leaning Wheeler over Woodruff if I can't play both of them. Wheeler should, I mean, he easily gets 100 pitches here, and I think they could run him up to 110, 115 if they need to.
We've already seen this with the White Sox a little bit. They're so far up on the Indians and they're not catching the Rays that we've seen the White Sox kind of, I wouldn't say like restrict their pitchers, but they've definitely shortened the leashes. And I mean, this is something that you got to pay attention to in the last month of the season. Wheeler might get 110 and Woodruff might get 90. Guess what guy I want? I want the 20 extra pitches, whether it works out or not. Going in, I want the 20 extra pitches.
Yep, completely agree.
Do you have any interest in the bats in this game?
I don't. No. I mean, neither of these guys really give up a ton of homers either, so I prefer expensive one-offs against Sale probably. Just really no interest in either side on the bats.
All right, we finish it out with Cincinnati at Chicago taking on the Cubs. No total in this game. The Reds are a 160 favorite. The win looks like it's going to be nothing to really affect it. I think it was like 4 to 6 miles an hour blowing across the field. That's nothing. We got Sonny Gray going up against Justin Steele. Any interest here in Sonny Gray?
Yeah, all kinds of interest. Ownership is going to be key for me here. If he is significantly lower than the other three guys, I could see a scenario where Sonny Gray ends up my highest owned pitcher. If people really want to attack the Cubs and Gray is grabbing more ownership than like Sale, then maybe I'll pivot that direction. But I think Gray in this matchup has every bit as much upside as the other three. He is the cheapest of the four as well. So that's another plus for him. Definitely keep an eye on the wind. If that's a problem, then maybe he becomes a little bit more risky, but I think this is a great spot with a ton of upside for him and he can match the other three guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this slate and I'm going, if Scoble is going to be super chalk, well, I'll just play the four top guys. And like that Baltimore Kansas City game is so cheap that I can use those teams as like secondary stacks and I can make everything work that I want to work on this slate. So I'm definitely going to prioritize pitching on this slate. I mean,
and there's five awesome plays. Like they can't all be just massively owned. Like somebody is going to get overlooked and whoever that shakes out being, that's probably where I'm going to be looking.
Justin Steele on the other side of this game, any interest in the lefty here?
I mean, there's a little bit of strikeout ability here. I just hate the matchup against Cincinnati and the walks are a massive problem for him. So I think he's a talented young pitcher, but I can't do it with the matchup, and he just hasn't figured out how to command the strike zone yet.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Reds a lot here. You know, we got Castellanos, 5,300. I think he's a really strong play. Stevenson in India, I think, are strong. But, I mean, Suarez is 3,900 and Kyle Farmer's 3,300. If they get decent lineup spots here, Farmer's having a fantastic season against left-handed pitching. Very under the radar. He's a cheap shortstop. He kind of fits those types of builds where you want to get two top-end pitching in. I mean, he's hit in five of the last six games. So, I mean, I like Kyle Farmer a lot in this game. Something that, like, when I was researching this slate, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to say I like Kyle Farmer a lot. I don't think I say that much. So, I mean, if you're playing the Reds, I think you got to get Castellanos in there. Even Votto in a lefty-lefty. I mean, if you're going to stack the Reds, I think Votto has to be in the stack.
Yep, agree with everything that you said. Steele has also – he's given up four home runs in his last four starts, so I – definitely really like Cincinnati here. Farmer's an interesting case. Like, it seems like he's always the guy that gets left out of the Cincinnati stack. And even when the Reds are chalk, you can get him like fairly low owned, like less than half of his teammates usually. So love that call. And Stevenson had a great year against lefties also.
Yeah. I mean, especially when Moustakas back, people will play Moustakas over like Farmer. So, and it fills up a like cheap shortstop position. So, I mean, again, if I'm paying up at shortstop today, it's Mondesi, I think, every time. I mean, there's obviously an argument for Lindor, but like Mondesi on the road hitting at the top of that order, like potentially getting five at bats in Baltimore, like he's the guy today at shortstop. But I mean, if you want a cheap guy, I definitely don't mind looking at Kyle Farmer. FanDuel might be a two shortstop day today. I don't think I ever say that. I don't even know if Mondesi is a shortstop on FanDuel. They move everything around so much. But anyway, any interest in the Cubs bats here?
No, I really don't. I will say I have no idea what's gotten into Frank the Tank. Schwindel has six home runs, I think it is, in his last seven games. He's still only 3,300, so I guess Schwindel is a cheap one-off looking for a home run if you want to. But Gray just has too much strikeout ability, way too much swing and miss in this Cubs offense. I think Gray has the upper hand here for sure.
You could play Mondesi at second base on FanDuel. Nice. Boom. There you go. All right. All right, let's break down. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Give me a guy under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. That's tough today.
Well, I think there's one obvious one. It's going to get real tough after I take Skubal off the board. But give me Skubal. Just Pittsburgh, bad lineup, good park for pitching. I think he has a good outing here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only other guy is Corbin, and he might give up three home runs in the process. But, I mean, Williams is not a big K guy. Yarbrough, I guess, could be another guy that could potentially get there, but he's not even a big strikeout guy either. He just is good at limiting the damage. So I guess I'll go Corbin. Over 4 or over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust?
Love that Yankees power in Yankee Stadium. Hinjin Ryu probably is going to give it up today. So Ryu to score under 15.
I'm going to take Tyon. I think, like, those offenses are too good, and we have plenty of pitching on the slate that, I mean, those are the two clear guys that I'm just not playing today. So give me a guy over 4K to go yard today.
I'm scared I'm going to take your guy after what we talked about in KC Baltimore. So if I do, I can pick another one, but Sal Perez is the guy I had marked down here.
That's okay. I'll take Nick Castellanos. I hope you're right. And I hope I get my home run on Monday and I don't have to sweat the rest of the week. So that'd be fantastic. Yeah, I'll take Castellanos. I like the Reds too today. Give me a guy under 4K to get two hits.
I like the hitting environment in Baltimore. Austin Hayes is really cheap and has the platoon advantage against Bubich. I like Austin Hayes.
All right. I hear you on that. I mean, this guy usually goes over or gets or has a decent game. He's super cheap today. I'm trying to pay up for two pitchers. Give me Michael Taylor at 2.6K in that same game. Give me a stack to score six or more runs today.
Give me the Mets. I like this ballpark upgrade that they're getting. I was on them yesterday and they performed really well. They're getting hot and they're fighting for that playoff spot after a little bit of adversity there in New York. So I think the Mets continue to roll here. I like the way they set up against Corbin.
I like it. I'm going to go Royals again. Like I like this game overall. I like some of the cheap pieces that you can get in this game. I mean, if you're playing two top end pitching and you're playing Perez, you're going to have to look at guys like Michael Taylor or Hunter Dozier to kind of round out this stack. But I mean, it's in Baltimore. They're on the road. They got the upside. I mean, again, on paper, it is not going to look pretty. You know, having Carlos Santana and Michael Taylor in a lineup together, but I mean, it's something that I really like in the slate. And I mean, it works with the two top end pitching. So, Keith, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Enjoy a nice day of day baseball. And then I think it's full go into football season. We've got content rolling out next week, like crazy. So make sure you're checking all that out, but, yeah, should be a fun little slate here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, football starts Thursday. I know I will be spending my afternoon tomorrow looking at the Thursday game and, you know, working on expert survey. I'm on expert survey for showdown slates this season. Plan on playing more. Yeah. So, I mean, I plan on playing more showdowns just in general this season. So, ton of great stuff. We got Blender and Cheese is Good at 12:30 Eastern today. Doing a free crunch time. So, I mean, this is a good first look. Tune in to them at 12:30 and they could kind of set you up for this 7-game slate. But I mean, first look podcast tomorrow, Justin and Will getting that out. And I mean, football content just coming at you guys strong this week. So make sure you guys are checking all that out. That's going to wrap it up here for Monday. Hope everyone has an awesome day. Good luck. We'll see you guys again tomorrow.